Thank you, Dustin, on this Friday morning. We welcome in Jeannie Domeyer and Susan Herman from the Delaware County Fair, gearing up for another year, a week of fun here in Manchester. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
All right, I'm going to set you aside just for a second.
Okay.
We don't often get a chat, Susan. So last year when you came to talk, she was off in Maryland across the other side of the ocean. But we were talking about the clubhouse, and I felt so foolish because I told you then, I said, I've walked the fairgrounds. Where is this clubhouse? And then you told me, and I went and paid a visit to it, and I went, hey, this is a really cool spot.
A lot of neat stuff in there, isn't there?
Exactly. And you always have new things and always going on. So what's the plan this year? Tell us first off, what is the clubhouse?
The clubhouse is the area behind the 4-H food stand. It is air conditioned. We're very thankful for that. And we house the exhibits, the open class exhibits, static exhibits, which include ag, garden, canning, hobbies, food, and then we have people bringing in the floral arrangements, floral plants on Wednesday and Friday.
Now, for those who still are kind of, last year we introduced like a veterans program that was right there. We had a couple other things that were just on the other side of it. If you know where that is, it's right next door. It's right there. So, and air conditioning is key. Air conditioning is very, very key. Well, how long have you been in a part of the clubhouse, Susan? A long time.
It's been a couple of days.
It has been a couple of days.
What is your favorite part? I would think one of the things that I would enjoy being part of is the open exhibit things. The folks that are just bringing in the flowers and the green and growing things from all over.
Right. I've learned so much in all of those areas, watching the judges work and what their reactions are. That's always a good thing. It's just wonderful for me to see people I don't see anywhere else once a year. You know, our paths don't cross anymore for whatever reason, and I get to see them in the clubhouse. It's wonderful.
Well, let's talk some deadlines. Now, is there, with the open exhibits, are there deadlines that they have to meet prior to the fair?
So Monday of fair week, which is the 13th, 11 to 6, we will be at the clubhouse accepting the entries, and then for the house plants and the outdoor plants, the hostas, the coral bells, the glads, the daylilies, and floral arrangement, that is Wednesday. And Friday morning is for the other outdoor specimens, when you take individual flowers and bring them in.
How many do we get are we getting a good amount of entries each year for these?
Yeah, it's beautiful when they bring all those in. And then they've got, you know, all the other things too that can stay for the entire week. We're also going to be doing some this year, our presentations, which is at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We've got Science or Magic. It's kind of directed towards the kids, but we're going to be doing activities, six activities between 2 and 3:30. Thursday, we are going to have Cheese Please, which Tina from Cheese and Whey is going to come in. She's going to demonstrate how to make a charcuterie board, and then there's going to be cheese sampling.
I'm good.
Always up for that.
Cheese and Whey. I'm sorry. Can we give a plug? Cheese and Whey.
Amen.
Oh my God. Yes, indeed.
Friday, we're going to have an outdoor demonstration, and then on Saturday, we're going to have Mahjong Madness for people that might be interested in what that process is, because that's kind of a new thing.
Well, not only that, you've got the creative arts, you've got the beer and wine contest, one of my favorite, the salsa contest that's going on there as well. It is one of those that's been going on for years and years, but if you've been busy on the carnival rides or walking the grounds and getting your ice cream cone and looking at the cattle, you might have overlooked this. And it is truly a jewel within the fair.
Well, and I think it's important to note that this is not the 4-H projects. those are still going to be in the pavilion, and those are still as awesome as always. But mm-hmm. this is separate. This is for the adults and the kids who maybe aren't actively engaged in 4-H. And so really any age can bring projects. And so if you're a quilter, if you're a crafter, if you're a woodworker, if you recycle and turn stuff, you know, scrap into treasures, grow flowers, just anything. Anything that you do, I bet we have a class for it, really. There's cooking classes. And then, of course, we partner with the different commodities, with the Better with Butter and the Dairy Delicious and the Bake It with Lard. And so, I mean, if you make it, you can bring it. You know, it's kind of, if you build it, they will come. Well, if you make something homemade, we'd love to just show everybody what it is that you're doing.
Now, with any contest, there's always a set of rules. If you get the fair book or mm-hmm. go online to DelawareCOFair.com,
correct.
Then they look into kind of like if they want to participate in the salsa contest, mm-hmm. kind of what the standards?
Bet. Absolutely. So we do have the premium books is what they're called. They're at my office at the fair office. The extension office has some as well. Or you're right, DelawareCOFair.com. And if you say visit the fair and then go to competition, you'll find the information that you need there.
Oh, see, I'm looking right at it right there. Okay. So if you're a budding woodworker and you'd like to say, I'm really proud of this butcher block cutting board that
yes.
I did, you can find the rules on that and know when it's going to be and
yes.
how to submit your entry.
And the rules are pretty simple. If it's homemade within the last year is the biggest rule. And there's a couple little finite rules for each specific class, but they're pretty much, if you've made it, you can bring it.
Now,
we'll figure out.
Now, have yep. you figured out some gardening tips yep. from all those entries that have come in? Have you been taking to, you know, making sure your marigolds get the right fertilizer, Susan?
I'm having my daughter plant them.
that's the best tip ever.
That's the best tip ever. No, the best tip ever is make plans to be a part of the Delaware County Fair, July 13th through the 19th. You can learn more by going to DelawareCOFair.com. Do we have anything else we want to mention?
Well, we wanted to visit a little bit about those ceremonies that are on the back.
Ah, yes.
The back of the clubhouse. And the one we're going to focus on right now is the Century and Heritage Farm Awards. So we've started doing a ceremony on the east side of the clubhouse, and we've been recognizing those farms that have been in the same family for either 100 or 150 years.
Now, this comes about because of the state fair recognition, and we said, that's great. We're glad that they get honored, but they're in our county, and we should do something
right.
about this.
Absolutely. You know, farming and agriculture is our legacy at the fair, and so we want those people to be recognized right here in Delaware County amongst their peers and amongst the families locally. And so if you own even 40 acres mm-hmm. That has been in your family and you can show that relationship for at least 100 or 150 years, we want to talk to you. We want to recognize you. And what we'll do is we will honor you at the fair, at our fair, and then we will help you put together the paperwork that will make you eligible to be honored at next year's state fair. And, you know, the state of Iowa puts that award together and they give you a sign to put in your front yard. And so it's really kind of a nice tribute to you and the generations before you that have worked that land tirelessly and kept that heritage alive. And so we want to honor that.
There's a lot of pride in doing that. And why not recognize and let us recognize that accomplishment as well?
So if you think that you might fit that bill, I have some phone numbers I'll have you call. But the easiest thing to do would just be to get a hold of us at the fair office, and we'll get you on the right track. And so DelawareCOFair.com or 927-6449 and give us a shout and we'll get you in the right direction.
Indeed. Again, DelawareCOFair.com. Next week, do you know what we're talking about? That's the best part.
Yeah.
It's a surprise.
I think it's a mystery topic.
That is a mystery will be solved and discovered when we meet again next Friday. We hope you are here with us as we celebrate the Delaware County Fair as well, right here on the radio mix 94.7 KMCH.